You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. With me in studio today, Mary Schmidt, Manager of Development here at Worldwide KFUO. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Andy.
And Pastor Mark Hawkinson, host of Moments of Assurance here at Worldwide KFUO, and our newest team member on the development team here at Worldwide KFUO. Good morning, Pastor Hawkinson.
Good morning, Andy. How are you this morning?
Good, good. Fun to have you all in studio with me today here on Faith and Family.
Yeah, and very much so.
Christmas right around the corner, all kinds of festivities, activities coming up, and it's that time of year also, and a lot of folks might be considering opportunities to give. That might be one of their traditions at this time of year. Do you have a favorite tradition this time of year? I'm sure there are lots of things happening around Advent and Christmas for your families. Do you have a favorite family or church tradition, something that really stands out for you?
Well, one of my family traditions is that my mother plays piano, I play French horn. So every year on Christmas Eve, we play for our church at quite a few of their services on the Christmas Eve. So our Christmas Eve is always spent at church, always playing
a marathon of music.
A marathon of music. That's a good way to describe it. So it's that we've done that every year, and we enjoy it very much.
And beautiful music, French horn, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Beautiful music.
Well,
Pastor Hawkinson?
I just purchased a hammer dulcimer. I wonder how that would fit
really?
With a French horn. Somehow or another, I just don't think that would probably sound too good.
But now,
just a thought.
Have you played a hammer dulcimer before?
And actually, it's a mountain dulcimer. Let me correct that. It's a mountain dulcimer.
What's the difference?
I'm not sure. I'm just learning. You don't hammer a mountain dulcimer, okay? You pluck it like a guitar.
Okay.
Similar, but then you lay it on your lap diagonally. And you use your left hand, and then you strum it with your right. And I'm just learning. I have to take lessons, so I'm going to start lessons in January and try to get some expertise in the area of mountain dulcimer. I grew up in the mountains,
Yeah.
And so, it's very near and dear to my heart. And so I thought, well, maybe I could be able to play an instrument that would be reminiscent of those years of I spent growing up in the mountains.
You grew up in the Smokies?
No, not in the Smokies, just in the hills of Kentucky.
Yeah.
You look at it that way. Some of it was mountainous, the hillbilly. My sister still lives there, and when I talk with her on the phone, I have to ask her to translate because she has a certain dialect, the hillbilly dialect, and I cannot. I said, "Can you run that by me again?"
I spent some time in the Ozarks over our Thanksgiving holiday, and I did hear a dulcimer. Got to stop
Isn't
and enjoy
it.
It is.
Yes.
My son Oscar and I got to stop and enjoy some beautiful music on a dulcimer, and it was fun. The neat thing about it is you can play just about anything on a dulcimer. At least the musician who was playing this, he could play just about anything. So.
Well, I'm working on "Oh Susanna." "Oh Susanna," that one. And I only got to "Oh" so far.
So
I haven't got to the Susanna part.
You like music? Any favorite traditions? That
we have an Advent calendar, and we, each day we take the window off, and then there's a gift that we give to each other in the family, and we take turns giving each other gifts, depending upon whose turn it is, as we open up the window in the Advent calendar as we prepare for the celebration of our Lord's birthday. So that is a tradition in our family.
So the gifts have to fit in this Advent calendar.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not exactly. I mean, that would mean, it's just Andy, it's just a little window that you raise up there.
Sometimes the smaller the gift, the higher the price.
No, these are little ornaments, Christmas ornaments,
this type of
thing. And that's just little decorative things that you get at antique shops, on Sunday afternoons when we go antiquing, so that we are able to, get a whole slew of those types of things together in preparation for Advent.
Well, very fun. Advent is it's a nice season. It's also this this preparation, a season of preparation for the nativity of our Lord, the return of our Lord. And it's often, as you pointed out, Mark, it's often filled with gifts. There are lots of gifts around this time of year. And we're here today to talk about some of the gifts that that our listeners, our partners have shared with us, and give thanks to God for their partnership and their gifts, and also to talk about opportunities to give, right?
Yes, this is a wonderful time of year to support the ministry of KFUO. our mission is to spread the gospel of Jesus throughout the world. And this is a wonderful time to do it because this reminds us of when our Savior came so long ago, and also reminds us of that our Savior is going to come again. And we need people's help to continue to support that, to support the radio stations, mm-hmm. so that we can continue to get that message out to as many people as possible, as soon as possible, because we never know when the Lord is coming back. And this is a great time to continue.
As we were recently studying the Word of God here on KFUO, Pastor Fisk was studying with one of our guests on the Daily Lectionary, studying the parable of the 10 virgins and talking about being ready. That's what Advent is about.
Keep your lamps burning.
Right. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning.
That's right. Trimmed and burning. That's right.
Have you played that on Moments of Assurance before?
Oh, yes. The St. Olaf Lutheran Choir, yes. Out of Northfield, Minnesota, I think. Northfield.
And how is it, Pastor, that we are ready? How is it that the Lord makes us ready?
We're ready by faith, and the faith is something He kindles within us in our baptism. And of course, as we read and study the Word of God, and as we attend worship and Holy Communion, our faith is kindled up, and it's the flame is made brighter and stronger every day. So we stay connected. The point mm-hmm. is to stay connected with God. God has connected Himself with us in our baptism. Now, we want to be sure to stay connected with Him in everything we say and do. And I carry a Bible with me all the time. And because I don't want the devil, and here's the deal.
Look at that. He just literally pulled a Bible out of his pocket.
And because, and it's falling apart. I showed Mary that it literally fell down to the ground. A bunch of pages. I have to figure out where it goes. But this is the put on the whole armor of God.
Sure, that's how
the armor of God.
That's how we are kept ready. That's how mm-hmm. we are ready, is by going where He promises to be in His Word, by receiving His Word so joyfully. As you mentioned, the Word and sacraments, receiving the Lord's Supper, there He's promised to meet us, and that's how He keeps us ready, keeps that lamp trimmed and burning.
See, and you don't want to give the devil, not to interrupt you, but this thought came to me, you don't want to give the devil an Achilles heel. A point of weakness to slip in mm-hmm. and get you off track from God. And this prevents that. This is the ammunition from God that prevents the devil from coming in at your Achilles heel, your point of weakness.
And that very Word of God is what Worldwide KFUO is all about. That's what our programs are about, proclaiming that good news of Jesus so that our regular listeners may be kept ready in the Word with God's mm-hmm. gifts of His Word, and that others who have not yet heard the gospel might hear that good news, might hear that Word of God, and too be made ready mm-hmm. as the message of KFUO reaches around the world. So as listeners, as you support Worldwide KFUO, you help bring that good news of Jesus to people all around the world. Now, there are a number of ways to do that, right, Mary?
There are. There are many ways to give a gift. A lot of people send in a little check, or they go online and they can make a gift via credit card online, or they can contact us and make a gift over the phone. We have a lot of gifts ranging from little amounts to very big amounts. I mean, really, any gift is very welcome. Prayers are welcome. Support is welcome. And there are a lot of opportunities, day sponsorships, churches of the week, organizations of the week. If you'd like to give a different kind of gift through the will or through stocks or IRAs, there are many options that people can do for those as well. And so if they get in touch with us, we can help give their gift or help them give their gift in the way that they would like to help support the ministry.
That's well said. And just contact us, and then Mary can help you, or I can help you, and we establish a relationship that mm-hmm. way with you. We appreciate you as a listener, and if KFUO means something to you, and I know it does, or you wouldn't be tuned in, we would appreciate your assistance. We're just about ready to celebrate our 92nd birthday. That's mm-hmm. coming up December 14th. I know it's not a milestone birthday like 90th was, but it's still another year of God's grace and blessing. We've never missed a day of broadcasting due to lack of funding.
Thanks be to God.
Yes.
Indeed.
That we are able to do so, to carry out this mission, this work that the Lord has given us, and that we get to do this every day. that we get to proclaim this good news of Jesus. Now, if your family has a tradition like Pastor Hawkinson here, where you have your family gives little gifts throughout the season of Advent with that Advent calendar, here's a fun idea. What if you open that window and there was a little note in there saying day sponsorship? Someone gave a day sponsorship in honor of you for Christmas.
Oh, that would be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, indeed.
A little card or a note saying a day in your honor, supporting Worldwide KFUO in honor of you, or for a special occasion.
And you know, Mary is in charge of all the day sponsorships, so you'd want to call her at 314-996-1518. But I've met a number of day sponsors here. We had a day sponsor luncheon about a month ago, a little over a month ago. I got to meet a number of day sponsors there. They're just people that love KFUO and love the Lord. And they show it both ways, by listening to KFUO and also by loving the Lord through gifts that, and a day sponsorship, my goodness, I spend, if you talk about $40 a month, I spend that much just going around to gas stations and getting gum and Coke, I mean, it doesn't, you're not...
How much gum do you chew?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. But, I've got some right here. It's some Trident.
So if you've got a gum habit like Pastor Hawkinson, yes. This is a good year to break that gum habit and become a day sponsor.
No. Yeah, just avoid a sticky situation. That's Let me chew on it a while.
What's the email address to get in touch with our development team here if you have a question or want to find out more about giving?
Actually, if you have a question, you can send an email to gifts@kfuo.org, and it will come to either Mark or myself, and we'll be able to help you with whatever questions you have.
Gifts.
GIFTS.
How easy is that?
That's pretty easy to remember.
Is that?
Yeah. That's
so
pretty
fantastic.
Easy to remember. Mm-hmm. And then our beautiful giving tree here in studio, all illuminated. And what does this giving tree represent?
The giving tree is our KFUO Christmas tree set up in our Studio A. And it is there, and it's there so that we can help people remember the gifts that they've mm-hmm. given. Basically, so for us, so that we can see all the people who do support KFUO. It's very encouraging to see that. And
it is.
People who give in memory of loved ones, people who give in honor of family or friends, really anyone who gives a gift this Christmas, will actually they'll have their name go up on the Christmas tree.
I remember
and partner with us
helping decorate that last year, and simply how overwhelming that was as we put those those little ornaments on the tree that represent each of those families or individuals who partner with us. It was quite overwhelming to realize.
It was very encouraging. Yeah. Actually, we filled up almost every branch. We started running out of space.
Yeah, the tree was white with all those ornaments.
It was beautiful, too. Yeah. Everyone who came into the International Center said, wow, look at that tree. It's just full of little tags. And if they looked really closely, they could see tags of all the people who had supported KFUO during our Christmas time. And it's very encouraging.
It is. It's nice to know that there are so many others who share in this desire to proclaim the good news of Jesus, who partner with us to do that. Yeah. Well, we'll keep adding to the giving tree to show all those folks who have been partnering with us throughout this year, and hoping that maybe some new ones. If you're listening and you haven't partnered with us yet to here at Worldwide KFUO, there are opportunities to do that. Call Mary Schmidt or Pastor Hawkinson. We gave Mary's phone number. Pastor Hawkinson, what's your phone number?
That's 314-996-1520, or you can email me at mark.hawkinson@kfuo.org, and that's HAWKINSON, and that'll get me. And I will pass on the information to Mary, and she'll take care of it. Day sponsorships are very reasonably priced, and it really helps us out.
Now, Pastor Hawkins, what have you been doing in your new duties here at Worldwide KFUO?
Putting books away, actually. we just moved offices, and we're just not 100% complete with that, but by this time tomorrow, we hope to be complete with it, and it's very exciting, and I have a very nice work area. It's very nice, and I'm very pleased and honored to have such a nice work area. And Mary also is getting her work area redone, and it'll be very, very nice for her as well. So as far as what I do contacts with donors. I write notes to them on receipts. For example, that we've got some very nice gifts here lately this morning as I've looked through the receipts. And I attend special events here in the greater St. Louis area and beyond. And I do KFUO Sundays, where I go and make a presentation in Bible class and preach the sermon in various congregations. Anybody that would like a KFUO Sunday, please do contact me, 314-996-1520. I'd be glad to help you out. Already starting to have some dates in the spring.
Your calendar's going to fill up.
Oh, I don't know about that, but we're... that's my goal anyway. I want a full,
we'll
full
keep
calendar.
You busy.
Yeah. I go a Sunday without preaching. See, now I wasn't used to preaching every Sunday. I was used to sitting in the congregation. Well, now that I've started this preaching every Sunday, it's hard to go back to sitting in the, although the church where I'm a member is a wonderful, I belong to one of the most wonderful churches there, Emmanuel Lutheran in Washington, Missouri. It is absolutely wonderful. Pastor Mark Bangert, and he does a fantastic job. So I'm just honored to be a member of that church, and Deaconess Kelly, and we even have a comfort dog.
So good old Sheba out there.
Yeah, Sheba.
And Emmanuel.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, the Giving Tree is up. Opportunities to give all this year. Gifts at KFUO.org. Anything else as we wrap up our time here in studio today?
Just that we want to say thank you to everyone who has supported the station and who are listeners of our programming. Thank you for your help. You are truly a blessing from the Lord.
Very much so.
Thank you. Thank you both for coming in and sharing with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.